Hello, I'm Keith Kam, and I'll be speaking with Dato' Azman Mahmud, the Chief Executive Officer of the Malaysian Investment Development Authority, or MIDA, a 47-year-old government agency spearheading efforts to get more investments into the manufacturing and services sectors in Malaysia. Dato' Azman, two important things about encouraging more investments into Malaysia: our level of research and development and the talent pool this country has to offer. Tell us how important R&D is to a company and its overall impact on the country.
When you say that R&D is very important to any companies, you look at any well-known companies around the world, R&D has transformed them to value creation in many areas. So for Malaysia, it is the same that we are putting R&D as an important thrust in our promotion and attracting investment. So if you look at the R&D spending, it has actually gone up from 0.6% many years ago in 2004, and as to of late, in the latest one in available is 2011, R&D spending to GDP is 1.07%. That actually has indicate the importance of R&D to Malaysia. In fact, immediate contribution is in terms of creation of a high-value job. As for 2011, we have the highest headcount in R&D personnel is around 97,000 people, including researchers, technicians, and also the support staff. The government is very serious in promoting R&D spending among companies.
Now, in terms of Malaysia's R&D status currently, what exactly is MIDA doing to encourage companies to put their money in this segment?
Actually, we have put in place several programs. As at 2013, MIDA has actually approved about 150 R&D projects involving capital investment of 2.2 billion ringgit, and 68 of them are in the contract R&D, 26 are in-house R&D, and 50 are the R&D status companies, and these are in the machinery, E&E, pharmaceutical, automotive and ICT mainly. And 1.4 billion out of these are from foreign investment, and about 4.8 billion are from domestic investment. The employment created is about 5,000 personnel, R&D personnel at various levels. So that is what we approve. But when you see what are the steps taken by the government, number one is that the incentive program that we have put in place to attract and to encourage companies to go into R&D. Number two, looking at domestic companies, we actually launched the Domestic Investment Strategic Fund, which focus on deepening and strengthening the domestic industries to carry out R&D, training, acquisition of technology in their investment program. The other initiative is the establishment of the what we call CRES, Collaborative Research in Science and Technology, which MIDA is the chairman, together with other agencies and universities and multinationals. And we started with the E&E industry. Most of them are located in Penang. So this platform is to encourage research collaboration between the industry and also the institution.
Finally, Dato, how has the acceptance rate been among companies with regards to improving R&D?
Let me share with you the investment profile. About 60-40, in terms of expansion diversification of existing companies. 60% of them will be expansion diversification, meaning they are leveraging existing infrastructure in Malaysia, their own infrastructure. So when the government decided to move up the value chain and go into knowledge base and high-end industries, so they're using all these skill set available within the company, and they put in other type of activities, including R&D, to move up the value chain. So the response has been very, very encouraging.
We have been speaking with Dato' Azman Mahmud, the Chief Executive Officer of the Malaysian Investment Development Authority, or MIDA. I'm Keith Kam. This is BFM 89.9, The Business Station.